I feel like we're so much closer to being good than we have been since I've been here. I mean, we had a good season the first year that I was here, but every other year we really, I mean, 4 and 5 wins, but it didn't feel like we were almost there. But I feel like we're almost there right now. And the games that we have lost have been closer. It's easy, you know, it's always easy to say, well, if this wouldn't have happened, but you definitely feel like we were in them all. And as we're improving, as the season moves on and those young guys are getting experience, all of a sudden now we're winning those games. And, whereas maybe years past, it was we're getting blown out, and most of the guys in the field were veterans. So it's not like there was hope for the future at that point, because those guys were going to do maybe retire in a year or two. So
yeah, when you look at that Colts run defense, the numbers aren't very good. Is that something you guys think you can exploit?
Well, certainly we're going to try to run the ball. I mean, I think we've got a very good running back in Trent Richardson, and Monterey Hardesty had a great game last week. So we're certainly going to try to run the ball. I mean, I know the Jets were successful running the ball on them last week. So we're definitely going to try to go into the game and try to run the ball a little bit. But, you know, they're going to watch the film too and find out what their mistakes were. So they're obviously going to come in with a mindset of trying to stop the run first. So.
What did you think clicked for you guys late in the third quarter and the fourth quarter, being able to run the ball better than you had earlier in the game?
I think the key was getting Monterio in there and letting him find those little cracks in the running game. I think early on, Trent was dinged up, and so he wasn't comfortable kind of hitting the crack and running the crack, which is a lot of times what you have to do, because like it or not, a lot of times the holes aren't, you know, 10 feet wide in the NFL. They're small holes, and you got to be able to kind of fit in there and take a 5-yard run sometimes. So I think when Monterio came in, he was able to do that, and then now they have to try to stop that and make some kind of press and gives some other holes in their defense.
How's Trent look to you these couple days of practice?
He's looked good. I mean, we're obviously not tackling each other, so it's tough to say, but he's looked good to me.
And you might have got asked, but Freeney, any different being a 3-4 standing up on the ball?
Yeah, it is going to be a little bit different, I think. In years past, it would be pretty rare to ever see him drop into pass coverage, but now that he's the outside linebacker in the 3-4, you see him dropping in coverage a little bit. You see him on the field more, whereas in, you know, last year when we played him, he was getting maybe 30 snaps, so they wanted to kind of just save him for pass rush situations, let him get wide and just run up the field. Well, now they're asking him to play the run a little bit more. It looks like they're not letting him get as wide as often, you know. So there's definitely going to be a little bit different in kind of how he's playing in this defense versus the 4-3 there in last year.